This is The Complete Aristotle Collection, His Greatest Works of Philosophy, Nicomachean Ethics, Politics, Metaphysics, Poetics, Rhetoric, On Sense and the Sensible, and all his other works. Written by Aristotle Philosopher, translated by Ingram Bywater, narrated by Eric Zeng. 1. Historical Context. Ancient Greece was a civilization marked by its profound contributions to philosophy, politics, art, and science. Spanning from the 8th century BCE to the decline of the Roman Empire, Greece's city-states, particularly Athens, were the epicenters of cultural and intellectual activity. This era saw the birth of democracy, the development of monumental architecture like the Parthenon, and the flourishing of drama and literature through the works of playwrights such as Sophocles and Euripides. The Greeks' pursuit of knowledge and understanding of the world around them laid the foundation for Western philosophy, with figures like Socrates, Plato, and later Aristotle pushing the boundaries of human thought. Greek society was deeply intertwined with its religion, which was polytheistic and centered around a pantheon of gods and goddesses who were believed to influence every aspect of life. This religious framework, however, did not stifle intellectual exploration. Rather, it coexisted with a burgeoning interest in rational explanations of natural phenomena and the human condition. The intellectual environment was one of vigorous debate and inquiry, where ideas were exchanged in public spaces, such as the agora, and through various forms of writing and oration. It was within this vibrant cultural and intellectual landscape that Aristotle emerged, building upon the knowledge of his predecessors while also challenging and expanding their ideas. Aristotle's life. Aristotle was born in 384 BCE in Stagira, a small town in northern Greece. His father, Nicomachus, was the court physician to King Amyntas of Macedon, which provided young Aristotle with an early exposure to the Macedonian court and its affairs. This connection to the royal family would later prove pivotal in Aristotle's life. Orphaned at a young age, Aristotle was raised by a guardian and later sent to Athens at the age of 17 to pursue higher education. Athens, the intellectual heart of Greece, offered Aristotle the opportunity to immerse himself in the vibrant academic and philosophical discussions that were the hallmark of the city. In Athens, Aristotle joined Plato's Academy, the most prestigious educational institution of the time. The Academy, founded by Plato, was a hub for philosophical thought, where students engaged in discussions on a wide range of topics, from metaphysics to ethics to natural science. Under Plato's mentorship, Aristotle developed a profound respect for systematic thinking and logical inquiry, although he did not always agree with his teacher's ideas. Plato's influence on Aristotle was significant, yet Aristotle's own thoughts began to diverge, particularly in the realm of metaphysics, where he started formulating his own theories that would later be foundational to his work. After spending nearly 2 decades at the Academy, Aristotle left Athens around 347 BCE, shortly after Plato's death. He spent some time traveling and studying in various Greek cities before being invited to the court of Philip II of Macedon in 343 BCE. There, Aristotle was appointed as the tutor to Philip's son, Alexander, who would later become known as Alexander the Great. Aristotle's role as a tutor was not merely academic. He was tasked with educating Alexander in philosophy, ethics, politics, and the sciences. The influence of this tutelage is evident in Alexander's approach to leadership and governance, which was marked by a respect for knowledge and a strategic mind, traits that Aristotle undoubtedly helped cultivate. After his time in Macedon, Aristotle returned to Athens in 335 BCE, where he founded his own school, the Lyceum. Unlike the Academy, the Lyceum was more empirically oriented, focusing on systematic observation and collection of data, particularly in the natural sciences. Aristotle's lectures at the Lyceum covered a broad range of subjects, including biology, ethics, politics, and logic. The school operated.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?